okay, we're gonna move forward, if that's okay, we need to do the food truck. So we're gonna turn the time over to Brian.
Well, I'm working on it.
Okay, food trucks.
Food trucks, this should be, I won't say that. So we're gonna start, when the planning commission approves an item, we're gonna start putting it on the work meeting for you first, before we put it on the regular agenda, because that's kind of how we've been doing other things, so. But since this is kind of the first time we're doing it, you let me know how much or how little or how, what you want to talk about when we do this, so. Yeah, I don't have a presentation or anything, you guys have seen the ordinance. We talked about this a few months ago, so this is basically just to, we don't have anything about food trucks in the ordinance right now, and we're allowing them.
So I had some thoughts.
Kind of, okay.
That I wanted to just run by.
Sure.
See what your take is on it.
I will just say, I just sent this to John today, so John also has a few tinkering that we need to do with it, so.
Just the one, the first one, 7 to 10, I just wondered if there would be, if that's late enough, but I did note that there's an exception, you know, unless authorized by the city. So
if it's a city event or something too, if we do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, the way I read this was that it's restricted just to the C2 zone, like
yes.
Nowhere else. So our schools, for example, are in other zones.
Schools can do it completely outside of our jurisdiction, so it doesn't.
Just need to do whatever they want.
And the planning commission brought that up too. The planning commission said, well, maybe we should put that in there, just saying the schools can do whatever they want, but they can, so I don't know that we need to say that.
We might want to say
that. We can certainly add that if we want to.
Church,
the church wouldn't be the same as a school.
Is there like a state ordinance or something that we need, statute we need to cite to say why they can do what they
want? We could. I mean, we could just reference the state statute that just says, per this, the school district on their property can do whatever they want to do. We get some nice language.
Let's just say that some church has a vacation Bible school and they want to have a big food truck fiesta at the end, right? So would that be allowed?
Or if it was zoned C2, it would be.
Okay.
But they do not fall under the same statute as a school district.
And so my question is if there would be some ability to allow that. The other one that I thought of is not only the C2, but we have the MU2 zone.
So that would be allowed in MU2 because everything in C2 is in MU2. So it would also include the town center.
It just says it's permitted in the following zone, C2. So it doesn't.
Yeah, and we talked about that too, because in the MU2 zone, it doesn't have a list of uses. It says everything in C2 is a conditional use in MU2. So it is. We can say that if we need to. But it does by default do that. Okay.
I have a question too.
Yes.
On the license, we talked about that. What is the length of time? Is it going to be the same as any?
So if they are a food truck based in Harriman, then they will get a business license from Harriman, and it's a regular annual license, yes. If they're from another city, then they get it from that city. They don't get one from us.
There's a little typo right there. Just not the one that says obstruct and not obstruction access.
Okay.
It should be obstruct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and then again, the only again, this is not on city property. The only city property where it would be allowed is at Butterfield Park and at the new Crane Park in the town center, and it would only be for city events. So they still can't just come to me and say, I want a permit to be at the park this weekend. Mm-hmm. It has to be for a city-sponsored, city-organized event. Mm-hmm. And then Wendy has a whole application and policies and all kinds of stuff that they'll go through with her. So, but we wanted just to limit it to those two parks for events.
So let me just ask you, too, on the sales tax. We collect sales tax as if they're a legit store.
We don't collect sales tax.
On the food truck?
Yeah. Sales tax is paid at the place they get their license. It's not paid to us as a city. That's a new law in this last legislature.
Uh-huh. We have a similar law with
Red Box. All of the Red Box get paid to Bountiful, and food trucks go to wherever they're licensed.
Interesting.
is that consistent with the other vendors that say you can have a booth fit in or not?
If they're required, it's
so that's new. License, that's new this year.
It's new this year.
Oh, okay.
So what do we get ours based on population?
Well, you'll still get a portion of the population base, but you won't get a point of sale.
So only if the food truck is
are
from there.
Are they charging? They're charging sales tax. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
and they report it where they get their license.
Wow. And they're no longer required to get a license from us. So that's
no.
Yeah.
Give these licenses away.
We'll pay them to take a license.
Come here, get a license.
We need to give an incentive for them.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I'll have to talk to Alan about it. That would we can talk about that. Give you a free business license. Any other questions about this? Again, we'll make those changes, and John has a few little things he wants to change, and then we'll put it on the next agenda so that Wendy can plan a big food truck night at City Hall.
Great.
That's it.
All signed up here.
And we'll get all the questions here. We'll be done.
We'll hand out the applications.
Just sign this right here.
Just sign this paper. Okay. That's it.
Okay, I wanted to review our agenda for tonight. If there's anything, any questions on any of the items, we'll talk about the vacating of the property up by High Country Estates. And then we have the Mayor Pro Tem. Any question on that?
Yeah, you do.
Well, we did that. Hold on a second. Craig, do you want to discuss a little bit? We just thought about where Craig's last few months in office, maybe giving him an opportunity to serve in that position. And Coralie's been done a wonderful job. It's not a reflection of her. She's been gracious enough to say, hey, if you'd like to do it. So
put a feather in the cap.
If you're okay,
I'll hold my objections to your notes.
Then you get a let loose on it. Okay. And then we'll talk, Jared, we talked a little bit about the fireworks. And basically, yeah, we'll talk about it in there. And then the interlocal agreement between Salt Lake and the Copper Creek issue. Okay. And then we have the tax and levying issue. Alan, you'll do that tonight. And then the transit room tax. Okay, and then we'll have a discussion on school visa. And so, and then we'll come back here. We have a closed session item, and then we'll have our general plan discussion. So,
can we flip those two and have the general plan discussion first so that people aren't waiting for a closed meeting?
Yeah, you have to come back into work meeting anyway before you go into the close. So. Mm-hmm.
So say it again. You want to do the close first or last?
No, the close at the end so correct. That any of our
exactly.
interested public
yeah.
can stay with us.
Yeah, that's what I had thought.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Anything else? So we'll plan on 1:30 tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. And as part of us, I checked the close of the central property and one for personnel.
So, I can get a motion to adjourn. It's 10 to the hour, and that will give us time. So.
A motion to adjourn our
meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Take it.
Bye.